Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice here in Las Vegas tonight, ready to work as they look for their first win of the year against the Golden Knights squad, intent on using this home opener tonight to light up the Hawks. And though they lost last night to the Cup champs in Colorado, team confidence among the Blackhawks is not a problem. John Weideman along with Troy Murray at the T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Blackhawks need to earn their first points of the season if they're going to do it against this Vegas team. The weak spot is in their goaltending position.
This is going to be another good challenge for the Blackhawks to kind of limit the opposition's scoring opportunities and while trying to increase them.
Tennessee on a breakaway down the slot, moves in with a backhand, and a split save made by Thompson with the left pad. Keep that save in mind as this game goes along. Now the puck intercepted by Petrangelo along the half boards to Marchessault in the slot with a one-timer and a chest save made by Stalock. Outstanding save there by Alex Stalock.
I want to talk about the offense, their best offensive period, 11 shots on goal. Defensively, they limited Vegas to 9 shots. That was a real solid period all around. I had the best period of the season.
Cave sends it toward the net, blocked in front by Whitecloud. Now 2-on-1 for the Golden Knights. Cotter over the hot line, right wing, fires, he scores. Paul Cotter for Vegas led the rush into the Hawk zone. He had a passing option, but decided to look his passer off and then fire it off the near post and in behind Alex Stalock. The Hawks' power play effort goes for naught. The Vegas Golden Knights score and lead 1-0. Stevenson down the left wing Hawk zone, walks into the net and shoots! And Stalock with a scrambling save! At the last second, he was able to get some part of his equipment on that shot and keep it out of the Hawk net. Left point, Phil Kessel moving in. He'll fire. Stopped by Stalock and beside the net. Eichel tried to jam it in the short side, and Stalock is down on his back, and he's got the puck underneath him. He made all of those saves. Outstanding goaltending by Alex Stalock and great awareness of where the puck was and who's around him.
It's going to be interesting to watch Stalock all year long. He challenges shooters. You know, again, he's not a big goaltender to today's standard. When you're a little bit smaller, you have to be a little bit more aggressive. You have to come out. You have to be more active around the crease area. I love watching him play because there's never a dull moment.
Eichel, bottom of the left circle. He'll carry behind the net, set up the left circle. The sharp angle shot there by Carlson is gobbled up by Stalock with the glove. Boy, that's a tough save for Stalock to make. Not only is he spinning his head right and left to see where the puck carrier is behind the net, then he's got to locate the shooter. Carlson had a pretty good shot there. Great save by Stalock. You mentioned the goaltending. Give Alex Stalock an awful lot of credit here tonight.
He stopping was exciting, 36. Exciting and good.
He sure was.
Got to go all out in the NHL, right? It's the best league in the world. I can't show up and give it half effort, that's for sure. Not a huge guy, so I got to use my body in a way that's effective. And sometimes if it's coming out and playing more aggressive, it works. Sometimes it's sitting back, you see the play. But tonight, obviously, I think you saw a few instances where it got scrambly, but kept the puck out of the net. And our D-Cammon helped out. It worked out and got out of the zone.